Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Psychics Gone Wild. We're a group of individual lightworkers joined together to create a community of like-minded souls. A non-denominational group, we focus on our common goal of seeking and walking truth, working in the light, and offering insights and guidance to the best of our abilities. Our purpose is to do good, to provide an enlightening and inspiring service to all, and to promote a happy and harmonious world. Thank you for being part of the journey. Stay tuned for an exciting and enlightening hour. And now, Psychics Gone Wild.
Hello and welcome tonight. This is Jethro Smith and I am here at Psychics Gone Wild getting ready to give you a fun and hopefully eventful, very positive night. I ask all of you individuals that are getting ready to have not only your reading or get your email answered to get ready to have fun because you're going to be so excited and be able to feel that it's going to be, no matter what you want to say or what you want to do, you're going to really love it. And it's like the person that we have tonight is a very positive individual. You're going to be welcoming into your heart and your life here real soon. And that individual is a phenomenal psychic, internationally recognized medium. She works in not only the healing arts, but she also is just a really positive individual you can't wait to talk to. Melissa Berman, how you doing tonight, Melissa?
Hi, Jethro. Hi, everybody. What kind of day do we have today? I haven't seen anything like this in a long time. I don't know how about on your end, but from the minute the day hit, it has been just this weird bombardment. And I know it's a new moon today, but there's some weird other things going on astrologically, so I hope everybody's been able to get through it. I just think it's been one of the weirdest days I think I've had in a long time. Really strange.
It has, and I relate with you, and I know that a lot of you individuals today are calling in tonight to get that, you know, minute reading or that little bit of time with us. We welcome all of you spiritual people. We welcome all the positive. We do encourage that if you've had a reading here in the last couple of weeks, give it time to settle and go through. I welcome you to listen in, and I will go through with it of having you do that. But what I want to make sure is that you're asking different questions of the ones. I had a person that had six different readings from the same individual, and that's quite a bit to do in a week. It'll mess up your energy, and it'll also cause the guides to do it, because what will happen is you continually ask and they will change it. They will change what's going to happen. So I ask you guys to, you know, do that with it. Let's take a few minutes here and relax a little bit. I've got a little bit of fun friends here that are writing on the emails. I've got some questions
fun
to
friends.
Ask, and then we'll give, yes, fun friends. Those of you on Facebook, I apologize to those of you who didn't. I didn't realize until today that I'm only allowed to have, I guess they've made a limit of 5,000 friends. So definitely go on to Psychics Jethro and like the page, and I'll still send my stuff through. I'm going to use those pages and Psychics Gone Wild to put my post, and you can always be on our group page. That they said that they will not ever limit it. We have 934 individual people there. All of you are welcomed here. I want to thank Lori, our latest new friend that just added in today and bought one of my sister's magic drums that she's making. It's just been fun with all of you guys. Definitely get with us at psychicsgonewild.com. This is what all of this is there for, and see if you're ready for that reading. You know, Melissa's doing specials this month. I know that a couple of others, and just go on there and get a hold of their information and do it. Melissa, I have a person here asking me, when is the best time for them to get a reading? If they're having a lot of problems in their life, is there a time that you would say they shouldn't get a reading?
Oh, wow, what a brilliant question. You know, readings are very subjective. Your intuition usually gives you that little tug, that little nudge that says it's got to be today or it's got to be tomorrow. And, you know, most people need a day or so to book it in. But follow your guts on that one. If you are really struggling and you are spinning and you can't seem to get to that next step and you're being called to have a reading, that's when you do it. It's not anything that can be forced. It's just something that's a nudge. It's like a little nudge that happens.
And this one's hilarious. Melissa, is my channeler on the right channel? My father and me never got along at all. He always used to make fun of me and call me names, even in front of public. My mother insistently told him that someday he would be sorry. Well, shortly after I was of legal age, I left home and never went back. We did not get along through the years, and even when he passed, I went to his funeral. I felt the oddest energy that he was there and still disapproving of the way I even dressed to be at his funeral. Well, recently I went to a friend's house, and they had a very strong channeler with a name that was well known. I sat down, and the channeler tried to tell me that my father was very happy with me and had always treated me well and that was letting me know. I promptly let her know that she had got the wrong channel because that wasn't my father she was speaking to. She insisted that she was very gifted, and if I knew that as gifted as she was, I would realize that my father was very proud of me. Am I wrong to wonder if she's not got a broken antenna?
Oh, my God. First of all, I'm so sorry you had to go through that. What a crock of crap. Anybody that's got their ego involved with this work, just walk on by. You know, to invalidate the pain that you went through as a kid, and if you're, you know, it could be somebody trying to scam with her and mess with her if she's not, you know, if she hasn't done her whole protection shield and all that stuff. But at the end of the day, whatever's going on with your father now that he's passed over, he needs to make that clear to you directly through a dream state or through, you know, I just feel that what happened, what's being shared with me, what happened with you that evening was definitely not on the up and up. No matter how renowned this person may believe that she is, it didn't settle well with you, and I'm so sorry you had to go through that because that invalidated you, and you know the truth. You know the truth in your heart, and so nobody can take that from you.
I got to tell you, right on, and you know, and this is something we've brought up on other shows, and we can't stress enough. If you have someone that is doing that, definitely get with the work of it. Now, in the same respect, I had someone here, do give the reader a couple of days to write it, type it, or whatever you've got if you're ordering. For the first time in my whole career, I had someone say very nasty, odd things in my career because I didn't answer their email promptly within 24 hours. That's not a bad psychic. I'm a busy psychic. I also have a waiting list with people that are writing in, so I'm not doing emails in respect to people because it takes me 2 or 3 days. And what had happened to me, I just honestly, after I had my wreck, my typing skills have went down many years ago. So what I do is I only do so many a week. But when you got someone who's doing that, by all means, definitely look at this and go this. I was really impressed when we had someone write me yesterday and they emailed this. I'm supposed to read this over to Melissa. I listen to you, Melissa, a lot, and I agree. Melissa is right on. If people are going to be able to ask for these readings, and they are costly, and they should pay a value, I listen to you guys, and I know that you're there to help, but if I were to call it on the radio, I would expect you to read it over the air, and Melissa's very prompt. When I listened to the last show, I heard some people basically had sent her an email expecting a free reading. Well, I asked them, go to Walmart and ask for that free food and see what happens. Thank you, Darren. Darren's our friend in Canada who's always loves to stick up for us at any given time.
Bless you.
We're going into the energy. We're going to grab those phones. Let's see who's out there tonight. We've got 856.
Hi, this is Laura. Thanks for taking my call.
Hi, Laura.
Welcome, Laura.
Hi. I was wondering, there's a house that I want to purchase in Atlantic County, New Jersey. And I was wondering if you see me actually succeeding at getting that house.
Feels like the owners are kind of unsure, but they know they need to sell. It feels like there's a little bit of confusion sort of swirling around it. So don't give up on it. And, you know, stay the course with it is what's being shared for right now. And don't be afraid, you know, to look at other things as well, just to kind of keep the gas and the pedal going, you know. But right now, there's like a sense that the owners are kind of not quite sure, but they know they need to. Jethro?
No, I feel like they're saying that this house, I'm feeling like there's something here that's going to happen for you that is causing a little bit of a switch or something here, and that's what I feel like I'm just saying. I'm apologizing with you, Laura, because I'm getting the most intense energy today, and it's because of the times we're in. We're also having a lot of rain and lightning here, and what they're telling me with the energy with you is to let you know that I feel that I feel like there's something else also completely going on with you a little bit in another way for you. I feel like you're being pulled into another little bit of energy of what they want to have happen.
What do they want to have happen that they're pulling me? Is that not going to happen then? What are you saying?
I know. No, you need me to spit it out. That's what I'm feeling. That's what I'm feeling. I feel like there's going to be something here, and I feel like this house is going. I feel like that there's going to be a change or something there, and that's what I'm getting. I feel that it's not going to come through, and it's going to be a blessing. There's something that's not all out with it. I know the house has seemed like it, but there's something with this house. That's what I'm feeling. I feel like there's something that's going to come out differently.
That's right. I don't understand what that means, though. You're not getting anything more about what that means?
And I apologize. What I'm getting, Laura, is that they're telling me that I know. Are you Melissa? Because I don't feel the house is coming through. They're telling me that something's going to change there with this towards this house. I don't. They're just telling me no.
Yeah, what was shared earlier was it's just the owners. The owners right now aren't sure they want to sell, but they know that they need to. And when a person's ready to sell a house and they go through that vacillating of it, that stops the whole movement of it. So there could be, you know, back and forth with their real estate agent, you know,
Blades.
Maybe we should, maybe we shouldn't. We don't know what to do, but we know we need to, which is feels like it's stopping it, which is why I think, you know, you keep the ball rolling by, you know, if you have a couple other things you want to look at and just that's what's coming through right now on my end, or our end, you know.
I'm saying it differently, but it's what they're showing me. Other places, other facilities, I'm seeing that one being blocked is what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm. Oh, boy. I really want that home.
But listen, guidance was, Laura, listen to what the guidance is. Both Jethro and I were saying there's a block. The guidance that came through with your guides, they're saying that the owners aren't quite ready to sell, but they know they need to. Jethro's offering you other ways of doing it. So go back and listen to the archives a little later and just kind of, you know, ruminate with it a little bit and just kind of meditate on it so that you don't hurt yourself from it.
And there's going to be some other ways around that's going to come through, and that's what it is. And it's also a strength of you of it, not only with you getting it, to make sure that there is, you know, this is going to be something that really works with it. I can feel it. I feel why you're doing with the house. That's you becoming part of it, too. Find another facility and other ways of getting it. That's what I'm getting, Laura, and I thank you. Sorry, I know that's not what you wanted to hear, but it's a very strong energy. I can see why you like the house. There's a very good energy there.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hang in there, Laura.
We are rolling Psychics Gone Wild, and tonight, those of you looking to have a little bit of fried chicken, no, I'm teasing you, we're having a little bit of food over here. I'm really craving things. Those of you who know, I've been very good, and I've lost the weight, and tonight, maybe the night I go off the bench.
No, don't.
Like, it's really
not at new moon. Not at the new moon, Jethro. Come on.
912, what about you? Would you like to get in here and be Psychics Gone Wild with us?
Hello, hey, this is Jamar.
Hey, welcome, Javar. I know that we've talked to you a couple times. How you doing? Is there something you're looking to have read here?
Yes. I just have a question. As of late, well, today, you know, I found more of a balance within myself. And that led me to, I feel like I have more of a connection with my higher self. And for a while, I felt a connection with this, it's like a Celtic God named Lou, and I just want to know, like, what's the connection, because I felt like I was drawn to him, to this God, I don't know, I felt like I'm kind of, like, reincarnated as him or something, or I may be related to him in some way. I just wanted to know what's the relation.
He's your master teacher. And
okay.
So when we incarnate, we are the physical manifestation of our team. And many incarnations, we may also be, people of the cloth, you know, people that are studying like monks or shamans and that. So for you to have, you have a connection with your master teacher who is, if he's, you know, being Celtic, having ancient history of lore, folklore, of you know, earth elements and the ways of the trees and the ways of the wind, which is very healthy for you, Gerard, because sometimes you get caught up in being in an urban environment at times, So this is to help you balance that out. So listen to sounds in nature and ask for guidance in dream state so that you can connect even more. Congratulations on your work and your awareness too, Gerard. Right on. Beautiful, beautiful work.
Yes, Jabbar, it is very good. I'm glad to hear from you again. This is working out your spiritual energy, and this is going to help you in other ways that I feel that's going to connect. They're also telling me the guides, the blessing is going to be able to strengthen some things through. Hang in there, dude. I'm glad things are going well, and you know, blessings to you.
Thanks, I appreciate it.
Take care, Jabbar.
We are here going wild and running right around through these phones. 315, you are now live on Psychics Gone Wild. How are you tonight?
Hey, Jethro, how are you? This is Matt.
Great. Yay, good. It's good to hear from you. I thought you'd forgot us. You get up there in New York all dancing with them people and forget us like Apple.
I'm sorry, what's your name?
This is Annette, Melissa.
Annette, hi, sweet angel. How you doing, Annette?
Well, I've been really sick, and I don't know what's going on. It's like in my throat and in my chest. Can you tell me anything?
Yeah, you feel like you put your finger in a socket, like you're like wired. You're like you're like dealing with a lot of sort of intergalactic energy, for lack of a better word. Don't be afraid to use your language. Don't be afraid to speak your word for truth. Make sure that you rest and do good by you before you take care of others. This is a time for you to kind of lay low a little bit, even if you have to work, but to kind of just kind of do your thing and listen and let other people talk and just really sip those herbal teas and rest. You've got to rest. You've been through some stuff lately. Mm-hmm. It's, again, it's like this, you know, almost like you were like an electrocution. You're electrocuted or something.
I don't feel good, trust me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's understandable. You're weary. Your soul's weary.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. You need to get some, if you can get some throat coat tea, I don't know if you've ever heard of it.
No.
Do you have a Target near you?
Yeah.
Okay, mm-hmm. So at Target in the tea section, they have these teas called, I don't remember what they're called, ethical nutrients, something like that. I can't remember. But they have one called Throat Coat, and it has slippery almond licorice in it, which will really calm your vocal cords down and take care of your chest. They have Gypsy Cold Care, Breathe Easy. You need some kind of warmth. If you don't have anything right now, hot lemon water with a little honey, just to open up those bronchia so you can breathe on your own again. This feels very past life right now, too, that you've got some issues that have come up that are, you know, from ancient days gone by that are being sort of triggered by current situations.
Uh-huh.
Be very gentle with yourself. You give to everyone and you forget to give back to yourself. And that doesn't mean to eat brownies or fudge. It means it means really nurturing yourself. Jethro?
I agree. And see, we are related in that we can even be friends from Florida to New York. I'm having the same thing, and I blame Washington, D.C., and teased our friend here, Melissa, when I talked to her. I said, those people gave me something because I got up there, and I'm like, whoa. There's energy, and I'm feeling it with you, too, that we've got things that we have to say and do, and it's because of the energy that's also helping do it. These physical reasons also. The excellent part, and I know from years of this, when I used to live in the cold climate, and I'm afraid I may be going back to at times here, is that it also will work out another situation for you that also will be able to deal with it in such a way that you guys are turning around and working with some things that needs to be said and done. It clears out your head. The other part of the guides are saying that you're handling something of your own that's not pleasant. I feel like there's some sadness here going on with you. I haven't read you in a while, and I feel like you're dealing with some other person's stuff that they need to come clean for you. There's times there's other energies happening that are just really hurting you.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm getting. I can relate when it comes to relationship. I have a Gemini rising, and it hits me right in the lungs. And I feel like you're having something that's getting your energy to go with this, that's doing the same kind of thing.
Yeah, because there's times like at nighttime I can't even breathe. Oh. I mean, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, I appreciate it, you guys.
We love you so much, Annette. Please hang in there.
Prayers are with you.
Thank you.
Music. Hearing from our friends up there in New York City. Here we go. I got to tease you guys. I had an offer to do a fair in Manhattan, and I need you guys to let me know if I should or not. Go to psychesgonewild.com. Should Chethro stay out of the big city where he's scared, or should he go in there and read in Manhattan? It's up to you guys.
You can go into the thing. I'll take Manhattan.
And we'll do Manhattan. I'm
going
to leave it up to you guys because I have no idea. I mean, I'm a psychic, but it's hard to read yourself, and if I should be in New York or not. I am going to be reading in Washington, D.C., those of you know that. I read in Tampa, Florida. Is that enough? Do I need to just spread myself around and see who else I see? The fun thing is, it would be nice to see some of you individuals that have been friends and stuff that are there. I had a friend tell me yesterday, the first thing they said is, where is it at? It made me feel so good. So I do know there is fans of ours up there. I'd like to get a few of the offers together, and we'll see. I know that all of you guys always ask, with Psyche's Gone Wild. We would like to see, and Melissa, I'll ask her and put it out to the guides tonight, when can Jethro and Melissa do California? The guides got to work it out. I know I would be willing to come out there, you know, and fly out. We do a readings and stuff, working out together. I had some individuals tell me that they put together a psychic party, and I actually attended that party in Colorado Springs, and I lived in another state. The best part of it, you're going to do that, is set it up where you're bringing in 15 or 20 people. We set up in time, we work it out, we get some other people together, and
I can,
you know,
come to you too. So, you know, I can come to Florida, D.C., all over the place, so it works both ways.
Yes, and you guys just set it up and work with us. Let us know ahead and give us a little bit of time. And Melissa said it works both ways. We'll get together. We'll come and see you. So
we'll wear our
we
fancy clothes.
Yeah, we'll wear the good stuff now. I got a new clue shirt. Speaking of what we're going to do, 614, it's got to be some more. Come on in. Let's do some psychic work. How are you, 614?
Hi.
Welcome. This is Jethro and Melissa, and you are?
This is the one and only Lori.
Hi, Lori. It's so good to have you come in here. Well, it's our night tonight. We got Lori's Laura. You're the one who got that beautiful drum.
Yes.
Oh, I'm so impressed. I love, you know, my sister's Native American. She does beautiful work. And we saw that, and, you know, there was like six people, and you bought that right off of Facebook. My sister told me, she goes, I like her. I said, this is wild. I go, I got people writing all over. And then I told you, I go, I don't think I have it. Linda sent it to me because she's like, it's sold. She sent it to me, and I'm like, oh, my gosh, you guys are like, this is so cool. Lori, welcome. Give us your question we've got with me and Melissa. I'd love to read you.
I would like to know, my spirit guide, do I have one or more?
Oh, very good question.
The first name that popped in is Penelope. Do you know anyone named Penelope?
No.
Okay, so that's one of your guides. It's like, Penelope! One of your guides is Penelope. And Penelope feels almost fae-like, fairy-like, but she's a little bit more celestial than that. So she's Devic. So the Devas are, I think Doreen Richards is the one who said the Devas are the guardian angels of the fairies, which I think is beautiful. The Devas, you know, are earth angels.
Okay.
And Penelope encourages you. In the kitchen, she encourages you. She's very sunny, you know, like her energy is very sunny, and she vibrates with a beautiful sort of orange, pinky orange color, like vermilion pinkish orange.
Mm-hmm.
She whispers into your ear a lot. If so, when you're like, all of a sudden you think you're hearing stuff, that's her. And you can work with her. You can work with her, go outside, get some flowers of that color, of those colors, and just speak with her. Just say, in sacred space, I welcome you, Penelope, and thank you for making yourself known to me, and how can we work together, you know, because she has to have your permission, but she's with you always. She's lovely. She's very, very,
oh,
very
okay.
Useful, but very, she's very useful, but very wise.
Good.
Mm-hmm. Yay.
Yes, very good. I love the energy, and I feel that it's very strong. And they're telling me that you sit with your guides, and I do think that's part of why you chose that one, is because of the snake is one of your totems, and it's a good totem. People don't realize that have a snake totem means you know when to strike when it's hot, you know when energies are. You're not a person that is going to just be whiny or cryy or things happen. You deal with things in your own time and space. Right. And I feel that you're, you know, you see, and you're also one that other, sometimes people will be a little fear or awkward to you for no reason. And then when they get to know you, a lot of times people are adoptive up. You ever see people with the energy, it's like people just become that way, that transfixed it with it. Snake lovers, people who have the pets of them, they won't, you know, they live with them. I laugh at people that put a, you know, it's like putting an anaconda in bed with them. I thought he was cuddling up. I'm like, no, he's checking you out for food, you goof. You know, what are you doing?
Oh, my God.
And that's what I feel the energy with you. And I know, it's the same. People are like, right to each other, what are you talking about? You're scaring us. I wanted to scare you. Me and Ashley Winsley are out there, so just listen to me. They're teasing me. They're like,
oh,
Jester.
Lordy.
But it's true. And those snake totems will bring in a strength. I also feel that the guys are saying that there's a male named Anthony. That's why the two are together, and he's working with you. But your archangel is, you have St. Gabriel, and Gabriel's there with you. Gabriel keeps your sense of humor, your way about you. You are one of those people, when your heart feels that you would stick up for your friend. They may have shot somebody, you would defend it. Maybe they deserve to be shot. You know, you have that kind of personality that you love your people. That's what they're telling me.
Okay.
Does that make sense? Does that feel like you? Does this feel like what I'm feeling? Because that's what I get.
Well, first thing, I don't like snakes.
But they like you.
They like, yeah, and it's not a bad thing. It's like, I know people have spiders and don't get along well with the spider. It's a totem there to help you. It's just the animal that's here with you. And it's funny, you're like, I don't want to be friends with them.
And it goes back to the time of Isis. It goes back to an Egyptian past life for you as well. So, let it be more of a springboard for you. And the Anthony feels like it may also be St. Anthony, so you might want to see if you're drawn to the history of St. Anthony.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes, you've got some homework, Lori. She's going to go check her bed to make sure there's no snake in there. It's like
Anthony's
a
children.
Anaconda. Oh, my
goodness. No, just cats.
Oh, yay.
Yeah, just cats.
Wonderful.
We love you. Thank you. And put in for the PsycheSconeWall.com. We're going to be giving away prizes tonight. Anybody puts in, it is always in confidential. Part of why we do that is to also see if people are out there. I always tease you guys. We know now that Lori's physical, but it's a scary thing. We're sitting here reading, and we've read for 6-7 people. If you're out there, and you're sitting there tonight, and you're listening in, and you feel like putting it in, put in PsycheSconeWall.com. We've had a thing of asking which favorite show we have. I've got to tell you that Melissa has once again went wild on May. She is the number one person that is most asked for, most positive individual that we have out of 14 individuals. We want Melissa's become our new song. We love to sing it because it's like, thank you, Melissa, for being part of our family here.
Oh,
looking
at
the video
part of it, I'm so honored. Thank you, everybody. Thank you, one and all. Here's to Cupcake, Jethro.
Here we are, 580. You can hear us. What do you know? Let's go, 580.
Hi, Jethro.
Welcome.
It's Vicki.
That's what
Oklahoma.
I thought. I gave a little wild one.
Hi, Vicki.
Hi.
How they treat you up above the south there?
Oh, pretty good. I'm finally getting ready to make my big move back home to my hometown. My question is, I met someone up there, and kind of want to know what you see, you know, going on with that.
Mm-hmm. There's a little lure to bring you in.
Well, there's so many of them to choose from, you know. They're just looking down my door.
You go for it.
Go, girl.
I don't know which one to pick.
Well, you don't have to pick anybody right now because you're going to get settled in and you're getting to start your new life and that you're a new person coming back to that space. That space has changed. You want to make sure that whomever you have around you has your best interest at heart and takes really good care of those little things. So that's what you want to look for in a partner, somebody that's really attentive and who pays attention to those little things, and you're going to know in your heart. Play the field a little bit. Don't put all your eggs in one basket. You don't have to do it all at once. You've got a lot on your plate, and so take it easy. It's kind of like a little gifty to get you there. You know, it's like a little lure, get the fish in. You know, it's like, no, no,
yeah.
no. You're the one who gets to go fishing, not the other way around.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, the guy I was with, he's kind of turned out to be a real jerk, and this one's like totally opposite and more my age mentally and, you know, age-wise.
Mm-hmm.
yeah.
Wonderful. Well, you don't
yeah,
have to do it again. You don't want to do it all at once. You've got a lot on your plate, and, you know, you just want to kind of take your time, but know it's there and, you know, keep it all flowing. Jethro, what say you?
I feel that, and I feel this is the energy, and I do feel that you're getting a blessing from the other part of this relationship, and I always love your honesty, Vicki. You make me laugh. I love when you just call in because you're like, there's so many to choose from, and I agree, you know, so many love and so little time, you know, and there's only just so much
yeah.
wine to go with it.
right
like,
on, girl.
The ages you're living, girl, and that's what it is, you know, and some people will say a widow, and you're like this. When we say with you, you've done this. So you have respect for your man. You've went on. You've had your life, and now the guys are also saying that they're working with you in such a level that you can handle anything else that you wanted to have come along. They said that it looks to me that there's going to be some other, I feel like some other individual here with this person that's going to be really good for you. Saying that I feel like it's family. I feel that, I know you have enough family now driving you over the edge, but now you've got to, I've got to know, and I know she's like, just I'm going to hang up on you. I can feel her. She's got her finger right on that click. oh, no.
No, they are driving me over the edge.
that's what the guys are saying. And they said you're also going to be working with such a level of energy that no matter what you say or do, you're going to be able to completely get it going. And then everything's going to take into another level of love with this. I feel this person's good. I feel this is really good with you. And, I'm hearing the guy said that you also went into another part of situation that's going into another way work for you is that this is something else happening here. Somebody else is putting energy towards you, and you are running. There's more than one. I feel there's another male, but this one's got a little bit of a receding hairline, and they're making jokes about it. They're like, he thinks his hair is stressed now. Wait till Vicki gets a hold of him.
<It's> like, there's a man that I've been on a few dates with that lives up there, and you know my husband had real long hair, you know, and tattoos, and he has no tattoos. He's almost bald on top, a little beard and very little hair. And I'm like, okay, you're not my type at all physically, but there's just something. He's so good, you know, and he has kind eyes.
Aww.
And
you're awesome, Vicki. You're such a strong, beautiful soul. You just go for everything that you want to do. You've earned it.
I love your guys. Yeah. Jen, your husband's like making jokes about the hair thing. He's like, you know, he thinks it's funny.
Wow.
Like he's gonna be pulling, you know, he's gonna be able to. He better be ready to run. And I do feel you need to do the journey. I feel this is the blessing that's happening from the other side.
Mm-hmm.
You've been working really hard, and I think that family of yours, if they don't quit, you tell them we can adopt them out to families that sell them off. You know, there's countries that come out of here. You know, just, we'll have.
I know. I've told them I know why some animals eat their young now. you know. Because, you know, if I could go back, I think I would keep the afterbirth and, you know.
Oh, my gosh. And the guys are telling me that this other situation is there's no way that this is going to happen. They're finding things to flip out about. So I see you tuning a deaf ear to some of it because there's nothing. Nobody can change some of the things they've got. They've got to do it. Yes, I really feel that. I love the guys. The guys said that they're also working at a level for you to know that your energy and the love is also strengthening up another part of it. I thank you, and I know you were one of our winners. You can tell people there is actually really prizes that come out of this. Psyche's Gone Wild.
Yeah.
We're not.
I got some lovely books and CDs.
Thank you. We love you, and we better get out there. They're going to say I'm favoring you again. You know how they always say I favor.
Take care of yourself, Vicki.
I know. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Vicki.
She's so awesome. Oh, my God. She's
good
so
to
cool.
Your friend. Thank you. Guys, it is. It's like it's our little family of how do we go wild. We get on the phone and we read for cool people like Vicki. Love you, Vicki.
Mm-hmm.
Stay out there living in life strong.
Thank you.
It's bringing up life strong. Have you guys done something good and energy just to do it? We have a lot of you guys spreading the wealth on doing your manifesting for financial. What about the positive energy? We used to do this, and we need to start again. I'm going to try to get some times with you guys that are writing me. Let's do a positive wave, and what we'll do is perfect for the United States. It's all started here in the morning early in Florida, and then we have our friends in Central, like Gary and all of our readers that do Monday. We'll pick it up and do it there in Central. Then we're going to go to our Rocky Mountain people like Linda and have her roll it out there and end up with our people like Melissa in the Pacific. We can have a positive light vigil. We'll do it on a day when you guys have got the energy. Let's find a time that's right, maybe a full moon, something we want to raise, or new moon. Let's put
we're
that light
new moon right now. So
oh,
that
perfect.
Is a great idea.
Yes, and put that energy out there, you guys. We start that positive blessing in the morning. I've got an abundance prayer I've done for you guys before. I've had some people asking me that we need to put it back out. What we'll do is we'll come to and do a day here, send it out. I'll get a hold of Melissa here tonight. We'll talk to some others,
sure.
Get it set up, and then you'll hear it broadcast over Psychics Gone Wild. This is what we're doing because this is out there. Each and every one of us is entitled to that manifesting of having what we want. I had a person yesterday tell me that the dreams were coming true for them because things were working out, and I felt very honored that I'm helping him become part of what he wanted his life to be. That's what we want to do. And when you do these kind of light work, it brings in the people with us. Make sure of you psychics that are putting out there, you're putting out that I want readings that are only with my positive intent and their intent. You limit it because you're only putting out the limitless of positive karma. It will break free sometimes when you have readings. I used to not get many readings. I couldn't understand what was going on. Once I started saying I wanted people that was karmic beneficial for Bo, it opened up a whole spectrum that the guides seemed to realize, okay, because there are people that are sitting around, I need a reading, and when they're manifesting that out, they're not actually really wanting to go out and get a psychic or wanting to get an intuitive. What they're doing is they're putting out the energy, someone needs to tell me what to do. We're not going to do that. We're going to read and see the future and tell you this is what the guides are telling you. So you really want to get this to happening. Those of you that are my new students, and I thank a lot of you that have been emailing me or emailing me, definitely put that out there. Put that manifesting. And tell yourself, I'm going to have this many ones. I made a number a long time ago. This is what makes me happy, I would say. This is what I want, and this is what I need, and this is what's going to make me happy. And know your guides love you and want you happy. You know, I had a person tell me yesterday that the guides were telling her this stuff that was really silly, and I said, are you sure you're not sitting in Walmart listening over the intercom? That's not your guides. That your guides are sitting there working with you. They're you're giving intuition. Maybe it is uncomfortable if they're saying, get rid of that person that hurt you. Maybe your tummy feels the energy. But listen to that inner voice, and you're going to feel that energy. I have a new contest we're having. Those of you who write me the most beautiful banner that I can put up for Psychics Gone Wild, I will give you a $120 value reading, an hour reading with Psychic Jethro. But I need the banner sent to PsychicsGoneWild.com. I need your help now. So we love you. I've got a person here asking me, Melissa, I heard of that you were one of the most highest intuitive people, and I'm really excited to know. If I were to write you a letter, could you read it without me having my picture? Some people do this, and I'm just curious to know if you could do this, Melissa.
Sure. You mean an email reading?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, sure. Of course, yeah.
So there you go.
There's a fee for it.
There's
a fee. Remember, we have to set up an appointment and the PayPal and all that stuff before we do it. So just get with me at mabermanarts@gmail.com and just get the ball rolling, and I'll help you. We'll take it from there. I'd be honored to. Of course. And thank you.
Oh, we love it. We've got a picture right now. I listened to you earlier on the show, and Melissa, I'm way to go. I think that channeler was channeling something wrong. They probably had a commercial in there. Get your money is what I call that channeler. No, Melissa busted him, bringing in the real ones now tonight. It's like he's gone wild. We love you guys. 337, let's get together. It's heaven. 337, let's do Psychic's Gone Wild now. 337.
Hello, how are you?
Great, welcome.
Hi, I called a few times. I just haven't spoke to you lately.
What's your name, love?
Hi, my name is Pamela.
Pamela?
Uh-huh.
Hi.
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 I think what I'm looking for is just to see what you can see for me coming up, like as far as new business.
Pamela, it feels like there's been thorns, like almost like what is it? They put like cattle around, not that you're cattle, but they put barbed wire.
You mean a fin?
It feels like you've been like barbed wired in, even though you are filled with flowers, you are filled with roses, and it just feels like there's been something that's tried to keep you penned in. And whatever that is passing.
Uh-huh.
And the most important thing for you is to stay true to what it is that you know you can bring to the table. Sometimes people want to mess with you a little bit, and they want to say, oh, Pamela, could you just do this maybe for a little while? And you're such a good soul. Oh, yeah, I'll do that for a little while. And it takes you away from what you really, really are designated to do.
Mm-hmm.
So it feels like this barbed wire is getting cut. It's getting snipped so that the flowers can come through. Make sure that you are speaking what it is that you really truly know you deserve. Now, you don't want to go into a meeting or an interview and go, I demand this, and it's not that kind of a thing. It's almost like you're going to have a talk with God, Jesus, with your guides, with yourself, you know, whatever's comfortable for you, Pamela.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're going to kind of get like a to-do list, you know, and you're going to check off what it is exactly. And kind of look at that almost every day, like people do affirmations. It feels like you've been wounded a little bit. It feels like you've been sort of taken advantage of a little bit. So this gives you an opportunity to let that be healed and let go so that barbed wire, whatever that has been, gets snipped and you're free to move forward. Mr. Jethro?
I feel like the business it is, and I feel that there's going to be another change for you that's happening with it. And I think that's why we're getting this to give you this, is that you're going to break free some other things. You've been having some financial odd situations. Something's been going on that I do feel there's somebody tried to, like, fence you in or put something there. The barbed wire to me seems like it's been, no matter what you say or do, it's hard for you to make ends meet is what I'm getting.
Well, I'm going to be honest with you. The things that y'all picking up on is like from when my children were younger. Because right now I'm really in a better, it's just a better place. The barbed wire was like the constrictions, you know, having to work the job that you can't stand because you have to pay the bills and stuff like that. And now I'm just in a better place, and I'm looking to go more the, you know, my own route, the entrepreneur route. So that's where I'm at now. Because financially everything is good. It's just that I feel like, it just feels like something is coming. I just feel like something is coming good.
Good. Yeah. I'm seeing paintbrushes and like a painter's, what are those called? Palette?
Yeah.
Palette is, you know, many different choices, many different colors, many different brush strokes. And we're not criticizing you. We were both saying, you know, this seems like you've had that. You've come through that for some reason. There
right.
was a constriction, and now it looks like the garden gets to grow. So, you know, again, do that little assignment. And if you can't remember everything, you know, just go back and listen to this in the archives. Do that little assignment, because that gives you a point of focus, which really makes it yours. You command it.
Okay, good deal. Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome.
We're picking up the past with you. Also, it's an energy that you've broken through, and I'm glad you've overcome. You said when your children were younger, that was going on.
Yeah.
I'm really impressed that your guides are showing me that they're strengthening you up too, because they want you to do this other exercise to bring in another positive for you. Thank you for calling in, Pamela. We love you, and make sure you put in Psychic Gun
More.
We're going to give away a few prizes here in a minute.
Okay, will do.
Bye, Pamela. Take care.
This is wild. We're sitting here at the park. The games are open. The people are running. Everything's happening. And we're still here. It's like it's gone wild. How are you guys? We have a couple of you people. I had someone write me and said, Jethro, you talk at a ratio. And I do know I am a quick talker. But, you know, I was from Wyoming. I was born and raised from Wyoming. So I just came for this naturally. And I love what someone tried to call us, hyper. We're not. We're high energy, as Melissa would say.
Mm-hmm.
I had someone write me and say, what's going on? We are high energy. And I love the fact that when all of you guys are writing in the room, just and then please welcome to come in when we do it. Can't I email you a reading at the same time? I'm really good, but it's too hard to try to focus and type and do that and still do the show. But I welcome you to go to psychicsgunwall.com and get a reading with us, because then you're going to get the best time and work for you. I have an individual that wrote me yesterday and said, Jethro, I've been listening to the show for six consecutive months, and I keep hearing the same things over and over. You guys seem to really want to help people, but then you only take them so far. Well, we do what we can. This is like a Band-Aid. If I could reach in and do all of it over here in 6 minutes, I would be, you know, doing what I can, but I give you what I can in that time. You want to get that time. I won't do very seldom, unless I'm at a metaphysical fair or something that demands it, I won't do under half an hour, because you need that time with your person. You need to sit down and get to know us. If I'm asking Melissa questions, and I've known for years, I give her that time, and she may do a 15 or 20, or she may go to the 30, but give yourself that time. You love yourself. You put all this time into your life and effort. It's everything you're going to do as long as you're on this planet. Allot yourself a half an hour or an hour with one of us who can see that future and help you get on the right path.
Yeah, we love the whole point of the show is that, you know, we can only do so much in an hour, and it's just to give people an opportunity to ask one question, and you get an idea of how it all works and stuff. We get a lot accomplished in this short amount of time, we're grateful to say.
Yes, yes. And Melissa, I'm writing you to ask you a very odd question. It may sound embarrassing. I don't want to leave my name. I will leave my boyfriend's. His name is Dwight. Dwight has been dating around on me, and I can't seem to break this habit. I had a friend tell me that even though we're in our 20s, this is quite often something that happens for other people. I have never in my life had this happen. Then I just was told today that if I were to really work with it, that I might be able to cast a spell and stop him from doing it. What do you think, Melissa? I'm sick of him.
Yeah, the first thing that came to mind from spirit was you've been handcuffed. This is like being handcuffed in a relationship. And good that you recognize this. And, you know, you have more balls in the air, you know, juggling that are really important to you. And listen to your own words. You're tired of it. Break free. Break free. Get the key. Here's the key to unlock. Your guides are just unlocking those handcuffs, and let him wear the handcuffs, and you move on. You don't deserve this. And oftentimes, you know, these are karmic relationships, past life contracts, all those different things where we have more tools now to deal with it. The hardest part is that pull, that gnawing. It pulls at us, and it's like this codependent sort of enabling thing that we all have to go through to break free. But you have a lot of awareness. And you have a lot of love and support around you, so tune into that, and definitely the key is there to unlock you out of that handcuff situation.
I love that. And, and this is where those of you that are tuning in with it, you know, I do feel that, you know, we should let you also know that doing a spell, you don't want to put a casting on that, because what's going to happen is then it's not real energy. You want this person to want you back because they want you. You know, and then honestly, think about this. This person is doing energy. It's just what Melissa was telling you. Make sure you break through from them. You know, I have been where you are. Even though I'm gifted, I dated someone who played with my heart. It's a very hard feeling of energy. You don't want to add karma to it too, that you're out there putting spell casting to get them back. You want to make sure that you're getting your energy together with this. Make sure that you also are working out a very positive karma for yourself and the others, that you're working out your love and your strength to make sure that everything's going together. I've got two individuals tonight that are chatting back and forth that have asked me on Facebook to let Melissa know that you read for us, and I was quite a bit of a surprise, Melissa, when you told me to work on this relationship. I'm letting you know that we are friends of Jethro's now because of you. We are staying together, happy in Seattle.
Woo! Baby.
Hey,
yes,
they did
baby.
A very
high
good.
Five. Spiritual high five. Congratulations. I love it.
Yeah, we love it. Having fun, grabbing the phone. We got quite a few guys waiting. Don't get excited because we still got time. 832, what about me and you and Melissa too? 832.
Hello.
Welcome.
Hello. Can you guys hear me?
Yes, we can. How are you doing? Is this Prince?
Yes, it is. And if you're hearing the noise in the background, that's my washer and dryer. Okay, I have a question. I ran into this girl at Kroger one time. Her name was Janaria. And we hit it off really good. And she said she had a boyfriend. She was about a year older than I am. She said she had a boyfriend, but it wasn't working out. And I was working for the Salvation Army at the time, and we met each other Wednesday. She was off that Thursday, and we were supposed to be meeting that Friday, but I ended up getting fired. She asked for my phone number. I gave it to her. I asked for hers back. She told me that her phone was off.
Mm-mm.
But anyway, we tend to have been on a really good start, and when I ended up getting fired, I haven't seen her anymore since, and I don't have a car, so I can't drive up there. I can't just go up there, and the metro buses don't run on my side of town, so I have to catch a cab.
Mm-mm.
I just want to ask you guys, was there something there, or was it all in my head?
She played it. She plays it. She's messed up. She's messy. She's a girl that tugged at your heartstrings and told you she had a boyfriend. And, like, what good is that for you? All of these obstacles are really protecting you. The fact that you can't do this and you can't do that and you can't do this. You're ready to meet somebody, and that's why you kind of allowed it, and that's understandable. So now you want to get ready to meet somebody. And the way you want to do that is to just really do really nice things for yourself and get ready. Get ready, because you want somebody that is available and understanding and compassionate, not somebody that's, like, playing you. And she does this often to people. This is her twisted sort of ego. But it played an important role to get you ready to meet somebody, and that's what we say thank you for. Jethro?
Okay, and I have another, if you don't mind my asking, I have another question. I watch a reality TV show called The Bad Girls Club, and I watched season 12. This girl named Rima was on there, and she is this really hot Algerian girl. And I like to have a female that looks like her or similar. what are the odds of me actually running into somebody like her or somebody similar to her?
I believe with the angels very high. I believe, Prince, that you put your energy together. I ordered my relationship. I have a person that's very beautiful, very attractive. She does yoga. She's very nice with it. But you've also got to know, you've got to be fair there, Prince, and do this. You're putting out the energy towards the angels with it. The guy, angels are not going to be nice about the fact if you're sitting there and you're eating, you know, Dunkin' Donuts every day and you're like, I want a gymnast who's beautiful and great. And they're going to go, okay, put down the donut, sit down and do it. I love to do it. So what they'll do with you is the odds are very good, but they also will make you do that. Put down your energy and work with it is what I would say. And also know that you're working with it because you want to be compatible together. People love each other for that love. Put that energy in there and do the energy. Know with your guides, they're going to say, okay, you want to meet this person. They may say from Algeria, you just said that, you know, I'm a little worried that where you're living there, that it sounds like that you're in a part of the rural or metro there that's a little awkward for you. So are you meeting people that are getting out? It sounds like you need to get out in the social life and have some other friends.
Definitely. You said it, dude. I really do need to get out into the social life. I just had a coworker, to tell me that she was going to hook me up with her sister. I asked her because she's married, and every time she sees me, she's always like, okay, what time are you going to lunch? You know, we talk quite a bit. And her name is LaShondra. And, you know, we're okay. I've started her truck with her a few times on a lunch break. You know, I bought her lunch. And she keeps saying, she told me one time that she's going to hook me up with her sister. I was going to meet her sister. And then the next day came, and she's like, oh, I fell asleep. I'll get her phone over for you when I go home. But the next day came, I was off, which is today, and I'm going back to tomorrow, and I'm kind of looking forward to that. Am I pushing this too hard? Am I going about this the wrong
you
way?
You
want
to make sure. Oh, go ahead, Justin.
No, go ahead. Let's hear the girl's point of view here. We need to answer.
Be very careful to not get shallow about it. You know, this girl's hot. She's from Algeria. That's beautiful. That's wonderful. But you got to go more for the heartfelt stuff. Be careful
This particular girl, she's not in Algeria. She was born in Algeria, but she's from Chicago, Illinois. And she was on a reality TV show.
Mm-hmm.
And she's so hot. I do nothing but fantasize about her, like, every chance I get.
That's wonderful.
It's not likely that I'll ever meet her, but it's not,
right.
Even though it's not likely that I'll ever meet her, I want to meet someone like her, someone that looks like her. She's a fairly light-skinned girl. She's not black, but she's not all black anyway. She's a mother. I know she's a mother of one. I don't know how many she has. And she's quite fast. You know, she was shaking her booty and everything in the TV. You know, and she turned me on so much. I just said, okay, that That's my kind of woman. I want to meet a woman just like her.
Mm-hmm.
Just like her. I mean, what are
you? You don't know what she's like, though, for real. You've got the archetype, which is fine. Just be careful not to be shallow about it. You've got a deep heart and a deep wound you've had, and you want to make sure that, it's like Jethro was saying earlier, that there's compatibility. And there's no, it's like when we were kids and there were the Beatles or whomever people loved, you know, Coldplay or whatever, you know, Scream for Paul, Scream for Chris, whatever. It's the same thing. You know, we get these crushes and stuff. So that's okay because that gets the ball rolling. But, you know, be mindful of who you are and what it is you really are searching for.
Yeah, I'm fairly young. I don't think I'm searching for anything in particular. I just kind of want to have fun, but at the same time, I want something I can call my own, because everybody I've ever talked to, especially, you know, everybody I've ever tried to get romantic with, they all of them either are married or they have boyfriends or they're spoken for, and I don't, it's almost unrealistic to me that I'll ever find anything I can call my own, so I just basically want to kind of have fun right now until I can stumble into the right person. And I don't know if that makes sense. Hello?
No, I feel you will, Prince, and I feel the energy is going to go with it. We just got to get in there. And I've been where you have. It's a hard situation. You need to work with some angels and some with it. And I do know faith works a really good miracle. They intended us to have a relationship. I'm a big advocate of it because I've been in a lot of spiritual years of it, and the things I knew in my mind, I was going to have the right one and a good person. I've had a very good life and very fortunate because I just let the angels work with it. Prince, I'm going to let you go. We got like 3 minutes left on the show, but definitely I feel yes. Don't you feel he's going to have someone? I feel, Melissa, like you said, he's learning the heart file. They're just, you know, we don't want him to get used. I don't want to see nobody trying to pull you across the state just telling you stories.
That's what I'm worried about, getting used. But I ain't going to take up any more of your time. I want to thank you guys. I love you guys. Keep doing what you do.
Thanks, Prince. It was a pleasure to speak with you.
We love you.
It's a pleasure to speak with you guys more. And I love you guys more. I love you.
Aw. Goodbye. Love you. Bye.
One of our friends and one of our cool people, Prince, here tonight. And those of you tune in, make sure you guys do this. This is something that was just brought up as a good thing. Put your heart out there. Work with some individuals that you can trust. I know that I had a friend that we used to get together and pray together, and you're going to laugh about it. I was very skinny, very insecure person. I was very nervous, and I had this fear that I wasn't going to have someone. So we would sit together. The Reverend would work with me. We found out a very good thing. Working together with the higher energy, you're going to feel it. Be careful of those people, because even though we're gifted, I've had people, I was a little gullible. I had a person that I drove, I would try to help and everything, just to find out the person really wanted cash. They were trying to get me to, I made $150 to $200 a day as a waiter back then. I had owned my own restaurant. I was very good at making money. And what they wanted was they kept coming to get me to come visit them to get a little bit of money. And
it took me
a little bit to realize.
Oh.
So, yeah, you guys get to hear a tidbit on Psychic Jethro. I was Psychic Goofy for a little bit because I was all, like, just smitten, you know, and she basically, you know, she goes, well, I wouldn't go out with you. I just was hoping that you'd, you know, help me out because I'm in a stressful situation.
Be my sugar daddy. It's like, no.
$850 later, that's when I found this out. And the really good thing I was really proud is I want to thank the girl that was there. There was a very good Christian girl there. She let me know. She goes, you know what's really funny? She goes, you're just kind of nervous. You don't, you know, we need to get your groove on. She talked to me into it, gave me a new style, new look. And people were freaking. And I got to be success elsewhere because I realized from the girl what was really a matter was what was inside. It wasn't whether I was thin or not. And later I'll tell you the blessings that came through was I started getting all these things financially. I got a person giving me a Harley day. Mike. So we got 90 seconds. We're headed out. I hope you guys enjoyed 646. We'll get to you next time, 824-307. And the rest of you, we're sorry. Melissa, tell them how to get a hold of you, and let's run for the door.
Oh, yeah. And I'm still running a special 30-minute reading, $45, up until the solstice, which is in a few weeks. MABermanArts@gmail.com or through Psychics Gone Wild. And, you know, just get the ball rolling. We'll set up an appointment and figure out what's best for you, and that's it.
Remember, stay wild, because we are.